Hey guys, welcome to the Create Don't Hesitate podcast. I'm your host, Zachary Ford, and this podcast is for Gen Z creatives who have dreams they want to pursue and fears that hold them back and hesitate to start, myself included. And my goal is to share my experiences, insights, and encouragement and give you a head start to begin working to your dreams, passions, and ideal life. I post a podcast once a week, every Monday, and I hope you enjoy today's episode. Welcome to another episode of Create Don't Hesitate. Today's episode, we're talking about kindness is key to unlock your blessings and uplift others. This is an episode that was encouraged by a book that I was reading and actually listening to an Audible called Kindness Boomerang by Orly Wabha. I'm probably saying that name wrong. However, she shares 365 daily acts of kindness, one per day, and I've been listening to the episode. I haven't been listening to it every day since I first downloaded it on Audible. However, it's an amazing thing to, it's an amazing resource to spread kindness and spread joy, and I don't know if y'all can hear my dogs in the background, but hey, they're barking. It's great. Okay, so this kindness is the key to receive blessings and to bless other people's lives and to encourage other people. And this is one of the biggest important things that I find valuable and that you guys can find valuable as well. And one way you can practically do this and that I've actually been doing is firstly you can surround yourself around gratitude and good energy and just filling up yourself first. But before you spread kindness, before you spread joy and all of that, first you need to actually have that inside of you to share. You can't like spill your good energy onto other people if you don't have, you know, any. You can't spill a bucket of water, you know, on the ground or whatever if there's no water in it, right? So, and it's kind of similar to like your good energy inside. Like if you have a good positive energy inside and you really want to share that with other people, you need to have your bucket like half full, right? And to share that, right? There's a quick thing on that about having, you can either have the perspective of, oh, my bucket's half full, or it's half empty. And it's just a difference of perspective, a difference of mindset. And this is just something I've been trying to work on. And it's just been amazing, honestly. And when you spread kindness and you spread joy, like it like builds you up as well personally inside, and it just feels so good as well. And you know, I've been working on it. I've been trying to grow that that skill and that energy, that good energy inside. And it's just been an amazing experience learning that. And I've just felt so encouraged to continuously learn how to encourage others and grow my good energy, fill myself up, and spreading that onto others. And one of the biggest ways that I personally receive good energy and I'm filled with joy and my bucket's filled up is through Jesus, is through God's word. And everybody listening, you may not all be Christian, you may not all be religious or anything. However, just this is one of the biggest things for me that has filled me up with so much good energy. Like whenever I'm feeling down, I can just pray. I could just open up God's word, or I could just say like, hey, like God, like fill me up with good energy. Fill me up with joy, with confidence. Give me some experiences to help me grow my confidence and grow my strength. You know, give me hard times so that you can grow my confidence and grow my strength. And just kind of having that person to rely on, having that voice and having God to rely on is amazing. However, other ways are, you know, start a grad, some practical ways to additionally start to gain gratitude and fill your bucket is to start a gratitude journal, right? Or I really think that what can help you guys is do this physically in a journal. You may want to do it just in your head, or maybe do it in your phone notes or whatever, that works. If that works for you, go ahead and do that. If you just want to say it out loud, when you wake up in the morning, say three to five things you're grateful for. Or if you're an overachiever and maybe do 10, that's amazing too. Just as much good energy as you want to receive and as you want to have, you know, focus on the things that you're grateful for. It can be the littlest things, and starting this journal can be super simple. Starting a physical journal is so valuable because you're physically writing down the words and you're really thinking about it. You're spending the time. In a phone, you're just like typing it out, which is not a bad thing. But when you physically write it down, you're registering the words in your brain. You're directly thinking about it. You're not going to get distracted on your phone doing other stuff in the process. You're just focused on the journal. And that's why starting it in a physical journal can be helpful to keep you focused on that. Also, we've talked a lot about that. The author of the book, A Kindness Boomerang, she is the founder of a nonprofit organization called Life Vest Inside, where she helps spread the joy and message of giving kindness to those around her and, you know, just seeing how it spreads, right? One small act of kindness can impact other people's lives in an amazing way. And this is just so encouraging to recognize, because we don't know how our good energy spreads onto others, and how when we spread kindness and we spread our encouragement and our stories and all of that, how it can impact and improve other people's lives. So just starting small, it can be small acts of kindness, can be like hold the door open for someone, give someone a compliment, you know, just ask how someone's day is, you know, go up to the person at school who's kind of sitting alone, or even if like someone's kind of sitting alone and they come to your table with your friends, take the opportunity to say hi to them. It doesn't have to be a long, deep conversation, but just be like, hey, like, what's up? Like, what's your name? How you doing? And that can be a little scary, even for me, like sometimes when I've wanted to talk to people, meet new people in middle school. I have kind of built out of the opportunity. I mean, I even remember there was this time in middle school where there's this kid, I was in seventh grade at the time. I believe he was in eighth grade, and I always wanted to say hi to him. And just at lunch, he always had his like earbuds on and always kind of kept to himself eating his lunch. He, you know, got up and left and stuff. And I always wanted to say hi, but I never said hi to him. Now, he was probably just a more introverted individual, didn't really like talking to people. Maybe he didn't have a lot of friends, whatever his situation was. However, I had such an urge to say hi and just to speak up. And I never took the opportunity. Therefore, I never could have spread that good energy and never could have impacted him how you know, I could have, right? You know, we would have never had that, you know, we never had that interaction. So I would have, you know, I'm not going to ever know him. I'm not going to ever see him again. So, and that just kind of like takes a toll on me personally, because it's like, you know, I could have said hi, could have impacted that person, but it's just kind of that, like, not necessarily regret, but like just that aching feeling of like, oh, I should have done that and I didn't, right? I didn't follow through. And sometimes that can be hard many times that can be hard to deal with. And I don't know specifically what that is for you, but if there's anything in your life that you're like, oh, I wish I would have done that, I wish I would have taken that opportunity. But, you know, life is a matter of choices. You know, just go with the flow, go with what's in your heart and what, you know, God is calling you to do. And just pray, have faith, and understand, like, go off your intuition and go off your gut feeling. And this is going to be super valuable. as well. So I wanted to say, have an amazing rest of your day, guys. I think we'll close up this episode. Actually, we're not going to close up. Yeah, we're going to close up this episode pretty soon. But the purpose and impact of this episode is to increase your gratitude, your joy, your fulfillment in your life. And you just fill up your cup with good energy. And so that you can spread that upon others as well. Something else to grow your energy, as we spoke from earlier, is to see God for your strength, your joy, and to fill your cup up, right? Fill your joy, fill that missing void in your heart, that missing gratitude, that missing good energy that you need to fill up your cup, and so you can spread on to others. And your cup is like the good energy in your body, in your heart, you can spill upon others, right? Your cup can be either filled with like a bunch of grudges and negativity and just so many like filled with hurt, filled with like grudges and stuff. And sometimes letting that go, giving that up to God, giving that away, right? Letting it go and being filled up with good energy, right? To be filled up with good energy, many times you have to like let go of what's hurting you. You have to let go of what's holding you back. And this is a tough thing, and I'm trying to have humility here with what I say. And again, not all you guys may be Christians or believe in God, but just finding a way to release that negative energy and in those experiences and those thoughts that are holding you down, and replacing that with a gratitude journal, replacing that with prayer, replacing that with positive music, not music that pulls you down or is negative or sad, but things that fulfill you and build your energy up. And in closure, you know, kindness and positivity is contagious in a good way. And that's kind of what we're going to go here. So share your light, share your good energy, and share your gifts and your talents with other people. Share your voice, because your voice matters. Your voice is important, and you are important, right? So spill your cup of good energy and let God fill you up. And when we let God fill up our cup, he continues. And as we let God fill our cup, and as we spill that cup upon others, spill that good energy, God continues to flow through us with that good energy and fill us up. So it's a continuous cycle. So this is the message I want to share with you guys today. So I hope you enjoyed and hope you learned something from this episode. Make sure you guys get up, get moving, live an inspired life. Share this episode on your stories. Take a screenshot of it. Put it on your Instagram stories. Put it on your Snapchat stories. Wherever you want to share it, tag me, and I'll make sure to thank you guys and to spread appreciation and love for you guys as well. So, and when you guys share this, you guys can impact the people around you. Send this to a friend that may need it and may find value in this episode. This is the last episode of March. And if you haven't checked out some of the recent episodes, check some of those out as well. Some recent ones that we've had is Love More, Worry Less. That was the last episode. Episode before that was, you know, Life is About Experiencing and Learning New Things, Meeting New People, and allowing God's purpose to your life to fill you up and to grow you as an individual and grow you as a person. Before that, it was Learn New Things. The first episode of this month was Learn New Things Daily and Continuously Step Into Your Fears and Stand Out From the Crowd, you know, grow your knowledge and your skills. And additionally, you know, take from the first episode of the month was take action and progress to your future and God's plan for your life by putting in a daily action, praying, and all of that. So check out some of those recent episodes. Maybe scroll through the Spotify or the Apple podcasts or iTunes or wherever you listen, and maybe share that. Also, share. If there's something in this episode you found really valuable, make sure you share it personally with me, share it with your friends, send this to someone who may find value in this. And I thank you guys for listening and supporting this episode. And if you guys ever want to consider any donations or anything like that to fully support this podcast and so that we can create more episodes for you guys to listen to and invest back into content creation, back into videos, back into podcasting, back into music, and spread more good things for you guys. Consider doing that, and I would highly appreciate your support and stuff. So I love you guys, and I'll see you all in the next episode. Remember the motto: live, get up, get moving, and live an inspired life. I'll see you guys all in the next episode in, what is it, January, February, March, April. Yeah, in April. Hold on, what day is, okay, hold on, wait. What day is April? April Fool's. It's on the 1st of April, but like what day is April 1st? It's on a Tuesday. Okay, so I'm not going to fool you guys with, okay, so if you guys don't get an episode from me on, hold on, this is April. Hold on, no, April. April 1st is on a Friday, okay? So if you don't, so you're going to get an episode. Okay, never mind. I was going to say, if you're going to get, like if there's not an episode that comes out on Friday, April 1st, I'm sorry to break it to you, but we only post podcasts on Monday. So if you don't get any sort of podcast on that day, then that's hopefully you know why. April Fool's Day. But anyways, I'll see you guys all next time, all next episode. I'll see you guys next month. That's all I have to say. I'll see you later. See you next time.
Hey, you. I got a message for you. Thank you guys for listening to this episode of Create. Don't hesitate. If you receive value from this episode, feel free to leave a review by messaging me on Instagram. The link is in the podcast description. Also, check out all my other socials for more inspiration. I'll see you in the next episode. Lastly, remember to get up, get moving, and live an inspired life.